Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the remainder of this year while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return December 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I am happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. We are more than conquerors in all things through Jesus. Amen. Happy New Year, faithful radio listeners. We trust you had a beautiful time celebrating the new year with family and friends. We are 1 week into the new year, and I, for one, am excited to see the wonderful blessings that each of us will receive in 2022. So expect great things this year as we continually, diligently study and do God's Word. Amen. Now let's complete my teaching titled, The Fruit of the Born-Again Spirit. This teaching was an in-depth study of the book of Galatians chapter 5. The Holy Spirit gave me this teaching in response to all of the negative and abusive rhetoric and confrontations we experience and hear about daily. People in general are operating by their ungodly thoughts and emotions and lashing out at others for no apparent reason. Satan has persuaded these individuals to act out their aggression on the innocent and those weaker than themselves. Rarely do we hear reported on the news about individuals who have demonstrated acts of kindness or compassion on behalf of others. Listener, you may be in a hurting situation and feeling isolated, but unfortunately, you are not alone. There are hurting people all over the world, in our communities and families, because of living under the influence of the lies of Satan. Christians have the answer, and the truth is found in Jesus. We are the light of the world, and we of all people should be able to demonstrate the perfect love of God to others. Satan and his evil assignments cannot prevail when God's people live according to the Holy Bible. In Jesus, we got the victory over all of Satan's lies and attacks. However, it is the responsibility of each Christian to grow in the attributes and character of our Savior if we want to enjoy peace of mind and prosperity, spirit, soul, and body. The Holy Bible tells us that to be a godly example of Jesus Christ to others, we must grow in faith, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I began this teaching titled The Fruit of the Born-Again Spirit on August 25th, 2021. So if you were not with us from the beginning of this teaching, or you would like to re-listen to the previous programs aired, please go to our website at kccfc.net to hear any of the episodes now archived under our radio page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. Now I want to continue where I left off last week. We were examining the fruit of the born-again spirit of man as listed in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, when I ran out of time. Let's complete our examination of the last fruit of our born-again spirit, which is self-control. I will reread my definition from the New Webster's Dictionary and remind you where we should look to for our answers to life. Self-control. Self-control means control of oneself or one's actions and feelings. Self-command, which prevents the exhibition of ungodly emotion. Keep in mind that fruit requires growth and development. The fruit of our born-again spirit must be nurtured with God's word and given time to develop by using that particular fruit in our everyday living. The more we use love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, the greater that attribute or character of God will grow in us. And we know from God's word that these attributes bring life more abundantly and not death. As a reminder, these fruits are deposited into our spirit at the time of salvation in Jesus. As Christians, our life's guidebook is the Holy Bible. Therefore, to define what is right or wrong on any topic, the act must be in accordance with God's word, not what society says is right or wrong. Because we know that Satan is running this corrupt world system, and he has deceived the world to be his tools of destruction, making wrong right and right wrong. Therefore, Christians must follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and not this corrupt world system. I will be reading from the NIV Bible for the following passages. So let's go forward with the last scriptures for self-control and complete this study. Please turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. Again, 1 Thessalonians 4, 3 and 4 say, "It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable." Now, before we move on to the next scripture reading, I want to highlight some words within this two verses. The first word is sanctified. It is God's will that you should be sanctified. And sanctification means that you have been set apart for godly service. And that took place when you accepted the gift of salvation. You were separated from the sinners. Then it says that we should avoid sexual immorality. Now notice that it says that we should avoid means that we have been empowered with the word of God to say no to anything that is contrary to God's word, including sexual immorality. So you and you alone must make a decision not to sin. We have been empowered again with God's word so that we can avoid Satan and his deceptions. And then in verse number 4, I love this section because it says, "You should learn to control your own body." You should learn to control your own body. We are in control of this flesh, and we and individually must decide for ourselves that we are going to avoid anything that is contrary to the word, and we're going to put our flesh under, not allow its cravings, its sinful desires to take control of us. Again, we are in charge and we have control over these bodies. All right, let's continue with 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." Again, for those of you who have accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, you have a born-again spirit. And God has given you a spirit that has power, love, and self-discipline because of who you know, and that is Jesus Christ. Now, I also want to point out the word timid. Now, the definition for timid means showing a lack of courage or confidence, easily frightened. God has not given us that kind of spirit. He has given us a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. So family, get bold in Jesus. You speak to Satan in the circumstances of life that try to take you down, and you say, not me, because I am the child of the Most High God. I have authority, power, and dominion in Jesus, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, let's go to the last verse for self-control that I want to read. That's found in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19. Again, James 1:19 says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. This takes self-discipline. We must learn how to listen to others. Give them a kind ear that they can share with you issues that you can encourage and show the word of God to them so that they can come out of those circumstances of life that try to bring them down. So learn to listen. Then be slow to speak and slow to become angry. Don't allow people's foolishness to get you angry, frustrated, anxious, stressed out. No, you show the love of God and you just turn it over to the Lord. Those issues that are coming against you, once you pray and turn over that issue to the Lord, just know that God has your back. And he will make sure that nothing will overtake you that will try to beat you down, cause you defeat and destruction. Again, be slow to speak and slow to become angry. All right. In summary, godly self-control yields to the leading of the Holy Spirit and submits to God's written word above personal feelings and cravings. The scriptures tell us that there is no good thing in our physical bodies. And if we allow our carnal appetites to dictate to us what to do and when to do them, we will be overcome by the sins of the flesh, which only brings death and destruction. Christians must will to keep ungodly thoughts, words, feelings, and actions out of their lives. We must be washed with the word of God that renews the mind and ultimately our actions to line up with God's truth. Well, family, this concludes our study on the fruit of the born-again spirit. I trust that our examination of both the sins of the sinful nature and the fruit of the recreated spirit gave you the insight on what not to do and what to do in Jesus. As a Christian nation, we are seeing more and more demonic activity that is attempting to hinder God's word from going forth to meet the needs of people all over the world. However, when we take the time to study and apply God's word individually and collectively as the body of Christ, we can overcome all of Satan's attacks. So please purpose to grow in the attributes and character of God, which includes faith, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. To close this teaching, I would like to read my final biblical passage from the book of Colossians. Please turn to Colossians chapter 3. We're going to read verses 1 through 17. Again, Colossians 3, 1 through 17 say, Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Verse number 5. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to the earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. I'm going to stop right there for just a moment. I want to give you the definition of idolatry. Idolatry means the worship of idols and excessive admiration. We must stop desiring the things of the world and look to the things of God for our everyday living. Verse number 6. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices. Verse number 9, I want to highlight the old self had a sinful nature. And we have already identified all the sins of the sinful nature that are contrary to God's word. We don't want to continue in that lifestyle. We and we alone must stop practicing sins of the sinful nature. Verse number 10. And have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator, our living God. The new self, family, is that born again spirit, which we just completed on the examination of the fruit. So that's what we have to put on. All those wonderful attributes of the Lord: faith, love, patience, kindness, self-control, and on and on. We must choose to do those things that are honorable before our God. Verse number 11. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Family, I want to read that one verse one more time. Because we have been chosen, our chosen people, as a result of the gift of salvation. Once you have accepted the gift of salvation, you are part of the family of the living God. And we are holy and dearly loved. So we must put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Verse number 13. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Again, family, love. That is a choice. You have to choose to love people, and you can do it in Jesus. Verse 15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Notice, family, that the word "let the peace of Christ" is in this scripture. You must let it. It's already done in Jesus Christ, but we have to choose to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. Verse 16, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. Again, family, verse 16 says, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly. You must let it come
the Word of God upon you, and you must do the studying. You must do the applying. Not God. God has completed His work. He has empowered us, but we have to choose to do. So take action in 2022. And then the last verse, verse 17 says, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Well, Christians, always remember that in Jesus, we got the victory over all of Satan's lies and attacks when we take the time to study God's word and then apply it to our lives in faith. Thank you. Thank you for being part of this study. And I trust that you are going to use the tools that we have shared through the scriptures to make 2022 your best year ever. Now, starting next week, I will begin a new teaching titled, "The Gift of Love." In this study, we will examine what is salvation and its divine purpose. We will see clearly from the Holy Scriptures the love that drove our living God's plan for action to save mankind from eternal death in hell. Listeners, you who have tuned in on a regular basis know that my teachings are usually geared to growing in faith and as a result into mature Christians. However, this being a new year, I want to make sure that those tuning in are equipped for the challenges coming in 2022. And being equipped comes from having the greater one in you, which is Jesus Christ the Messiah. Therefore, this teaching is a fundamental teaching for those who have not yet received Jesus as their Savior and Lord, and for those who want to know more about their salvation in Jesus. Jesus wants each of us equipped with His Word to be able to stand against the schemes of the devil, and we can do so by first accepting His gift of love. Then knowing our rights in Christ so that Satan cannot deceive us with his lies and deceptions. I want to start off today with an introduction to my teaching for the few minutes we have left. So let's start with answering the question, what is salvation? What is salvation? In brief, salvation is the spiritual and eternal deliverance granted by God Almighty to those who accept His conditions of repentance. Salvation is obtained from faith in Jesus alone. Salvation is not based on man's works, but by the work completed by Jesus, and in Him alone does man receive redemption. Please turn to the book of Ephesians. I will be reading out of the NIV Bible. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 9. Again, Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 9. It says, "But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace, expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God." Verse number 9, "not by works, so that no one can boast." Now, this passage here has quite a bit of information that deals with our sinful nature when we were yet in sin, and the gift of salvation, which is based by our Savior and Lord's completed work. So I want to go back to verse number 4, and I want to show you some information, highlight some information that is important to every individual, especially those who are seeking salvation. Let's start with verse 4. It says, "His great love for us,
God, who is rich in mercy. It is because of the love of God and his mercy that the gift of salvation is provided for every man, woman, child. In verse number 5, it says, made us alive with Christ. We were dead as sinners. Our spirit was separated from the Heavenly Father. But when we accept Jesus as Savior and Lord, we are made alive in the spirit realm. Our spirit, the born again spirit, is reconnected with our Heavenly Father. Then verse number 6, it says that God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. As a result of us accepting Jesus as Savior and Lord, we have a position in Christ Jesus. We are seated at the right hand of God, just like Jesus Christ. That's the kind of power and authority God has given us as a result of accepting the gift of love. Let's drop down to verse number 8. I want to reread that verse one more time. It says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Salvation is a gift given to all mankind, and it's up to us individually to receive it by faith. Oh, I'm so sorry, family. My time is up. Please come back next week as we continue our study, The Gift of Love. Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.